Good morning. You listen to 4daily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at the CARE meeting in Seattle, Washington, second day, and I'm with Thomas Holland, who was just last night named the CARE Person of the Year. Thomas, how you doing?
Doing great, thank you.
You stay up late celebrating last night?
I stayed up late working last night.
Okay. Well, let's tell our listeners who you are, for those who don't know. You are the president of Corporate Floors, which is a commercial contractor based in Grapevine, Texas. And you also, I think about, what, 3 or 4 years ago, started Texas Carpet Recycling. Is that right?
Yeah, we started Texas Carpet and Construction Recycling 7 years ago.
So let's talk first about your primary job as president of Corporate Floors. With that name, do you focus mostly on office installations?
Yes, we're a full-service commercial flooring dealership. We're a StarNet dealer. We have locations in Dallas, Houston, Austin, and San Antonio. Three primary market segments are commercial, hospitality, and healthcare.
Okay. So like you say, 7 years ago, you started Texas Carpet and Construction Recycling. Tell us a little bit more.
Goal was to keep commercial carpet at a landfill. We were the first commercial carpet recycling company in Texas, and our goal is just to keep the product at a landfill on projects that we do internally with Corporate Floors. That has since expanded to where we're providing that service for other carpet mills and other dealers throughout Texas.
You know, if you look at what CARE takes back, and it's mostly residential, so you got started focusing in the commercial market. What percentage of what you take back comes from the residential market?
0%. We're strictly commercial, so of the total carpet collected by CARE members, about 15% is commercial. So it's a very small targeted market segment, but it's one that we work pretty well in. There's a small group of collectors across the country that are part of CARE that also do commercial.
All right. Now, last night you won this award. Were you aware that you were going to win it before it was named?
No, I was not.
And why do you think you won the award?
We've got an excellent group of members in CARE, the CARE board and everybody that I work with. There's some big issues right now on the table with CARE. CARE's making some very bold steps to address those issues, and we've all been very involved in those for the last 5 to 6 months especially. It's been a lot of hard work going forth.
Well, if I might add to why I think you were picked, is most people who know you know that you're a leader. As I said last night, a lot of people were out at the Blues Place celebrating and being together with a bunch of friends, and you were working, you're very serious, and you know how to drive a process. So, you know, one of the questions I want to ask you is, what are some of the key issues that CARE is addressing here this year?
Two primary. There's a real challenge in the recycling stream right now. There's a whole category of products, certain polymers, certain types of construction, commercial, frankly, being one of them, that cannot be recycled right now. And those products are increasing in percentage into the total stream. And it's a huge economic barrier for the collectors right now. A lot of them are struggling financially because they're seeing this stream of materials increase month after month, year after year. So that's really the big elephant in the room right now that CARE is working on.
So you're actually a member of a committee that's focused in that area. Talk about that committee.
Yep. So there was a program put in place, a proposal put forth about 5 weeks ago by a group of collectors, sorters, entrepreneurs, we call them CSEs. The proposal was put forth to CRI, and there was a response given back yesterday. It was very positive, and there was a committee formed out of that response made up of three CSEs, three carpet mills, and the president of CRI, Joe Yarbrough, who's presiding over that committee, to address that proposal. Everybody's been working very diligently, very hard. It's moving in the right direction, but there's a lot of work to yet be done on that.
Now, talk a little bit about the type of products that we're having difficulty. Some people say they're clogging up the whole recycling part of the system. You know, tell us a little bit more about those.
The whole system right now is based, well, again, primarily most of the carpet industry is residential, and the economics of the industry right now is based on nylon. And there's non-nylon products that are now increasing in the stream. There's categories of products, again, such as commercial. About half the commercial products that we deal with, the only thing you can do with them is send them to waste energy. So what this committee is really trying to do is to look at what the right solution is to provide some assistance, some bridge assistance for the CSEs in the form of a voluntary product stewardship program.
You know, Frank Andreetti spoke this morning about the shift in types of polymer used for carpet, and he was pointing out that PET has gone from 10% of the stream probably 10 years ago to 40%. And since it's not used much in commercial, it's probably over 50% of the polymer that's used now in residential carpet. So what the committee is going to look at is partly at polyester and what you do after life, but there's other products as well, right?
Correct. Yeah, the PT is just one of several. But again, it's one of the major products out there that we're dealing with, and there's other ones as well.
So what are the next steps for the CSE committee now that it's been formed and is starting to meet?
So the group met most of the day yesterday, kind of separate from the care agenda. We're going to meet again in the very near future. But really, the whole focus of this committee is to take this, you know, VPS or voluntary product stewardship process to make sure that it's refined and supports the mission of care.
And what is that mission?
Mission of care is to find market-based solutions to increase carbon diversion from landfill.
All right, great, Thomas. Well, like I said at the beginning of this thing, congratulations on winning the award. Obviously, people who listen to this interview know why you won it. You've taken a leadership role here. Again, we've been talking to Thomas Holland, who's the president of Corporate Floors and Texas Carpet and Construction Recycling, based in Texas. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.